This is a podcast from WOR.
You never heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind, and presented by Melrose Credit Union, this is the Taxi Dave Show.
This is the night he takes me through a tour of the Kosciuszko Street sewer.
It's a radio show. You're listening to the radio, or at least you're online listening to the radio, but who cares? I'm Taxi Dave, and this is the place to be on Sunday nights. You know, the last time we were on, we weren't on last week because a great New York sports team was in the middle of losing the World Series, so the only person in America to get hurt by the World Series being on Sunday evening was Taxi Dave. But I did warn you the week before, when we broadcast live from Las Vegas with the president of the Taxi and Limousine Association, Mike Fogarty. So that was a unique show. That was great. And this evening, we're broadcasting live from Miami Beach, Florida. And the reason we're in Miami Beach, Florida, is because your stupid host listened, read, but didn't double-check on something. I flew a certain airlines, and I was down in Florida. I flew down there for some personal business, and the day before you fly back, they send you an email so you can print your boarding passes. I didn't get the email yesterday. I was out all day with my family, taking care of some business, and last evening, I decide to call the airlines. I get disconnected three times, no fault of them, bad service. Go up to my hotel room, get them on the phone, and they say, yes, it's a national problem. So walk downstairs to the hotel computer, and I'll guide you through it. And I said, no, I'm going to lose you again. There's no service down there. So I said, tell me everything I need to know. Here's the information. I will go downstairs. And he told me the flight. He, you know, said yes. I'll uncheck you so you can check in when you go downstairs. And don't forget, your gate number is E10. I said, E10, got it. Go downstairs, print out my boarding passes. Yay! Now it's after midnight. Have my boarding passes in hand. Guess what gate number? E10 on the boarding passes. Perfect! Woke up at 4, left the hotel at 5, got to the airport at 6. Went through super security, sat down, had a bite to eat. I'm an hour and a half early for my flight. And I'm at E10, and now it's 7 o'clock, and I'm wondering, 7:05, why aren't they boarding yet? And the sign goes on, and it says, going to Westchester. So Westchester. So I walked up, I said, where's the flight to LaGuardia Airport? Oh, that's on the other side of the airport. Not at E10, but at F3. I was told at midnight it was E10. My boarding pass that I got at midnight was E10. But I was supposed to be at F3. Okay? I'm the only guy in America who can get to the airport an hour and a half early and miss my plane! And I have bronchitis. Maybe a touch of pneumonia, but bronchitis. So here we are in beautiful Miami Beach. Coughing, wheezing. Yes. Oh, to the moon, Alice, to the moon. That's where I should have taken my airplane to. We're going to talk about a couple of things. We're going to talk about a great article by Larry Fisher, which really compares Uber driver income. I mean, the premise is the yellow driver income, income that yellow taxi drivers make. And there was an article about hitting pedestrians. You just heard it on the news. I'll get into that in a second. A recall, a pretend taxi driver, and a 24-year-old summons. Now, our email address is taxihail@AOL.com. That's taxihail@AOL.com. Don't call in yet. We've got a couple of things going on. Mike Spivak is going to be on the air to cover a couple of these things with me. And he also has some good news personally. And here we go. Okay. First thing I want to talk about is a 24-year-old summons. Now, listen to this carefully, folks, okay? A taxi driver for the past 17 years. He's 65 years old. His name's Gabriel Pineda. Gabriel Pineda, 65 years old, driving a cab since 1998. Yeah, that's 17 years, 1998. For those of you who don't know, you renew your hack license now every 2 years. You go for a drug test, you know, every year. He's never had any problems. And if you have any outstanding summonses, any, they must be paid or else you cannot renew your hack license. You don't get the license. So you're guaranteed a clean record and a driver who has a clean record. But something interesting happened in Gabriel's life. We're glad that he's still with us because last year he had 3 surgeries and he couldn't renew his hack license for the first time in 17 years. And he was on morphine for a long time. So he decided that he would wait until the effects of the morphine wore off and then reapply for his hack license and start all over. And he reapplied. Okay, he passed the drug test, wasn't a problem. Passed the test. And he was waiting for his hack license when the Taxi and Limousine Commission sent him a note that he has an outstanding summons from 1991. So he went down there, you know, with proof of where he was working in 1991 and said, you know, there's a little mistake here. I was driving a tractor trailer in 1991. I didn't get a hack license until 1998. So how in the world could I possibly have gotten a summons 24 years ago, in 1991, when I wasn't even licensed here? And the person that Gabriel Pineda spoke with gave him some words of wisdom from a city agency. And the words were, pay the $100 fine or you cannot get your hack license. So Gabriel paid a $100 fine. Excuse me, folks. I'm going to be coughing and choking all through the show. I can't wait till the calls start coming in when I tell you to call in and when I have some guests on. But can you imagine 24-year-old summons? Now, for 17 years, he renewed the hack license flawlessly. The summons never showed up. But when he takes the course all over to start get a new hack license, a summons shows up from a time when he didn't even have a hack license? It doesn't make any sense. You know, that's one of the things that's wrong. with us right now is Mike Spivak. He's an attorney, a rep. He used to be a co-host on the Taxi Insider Show. This is the Taxi Dave Show. So, Mike Spivak, welcome to the Taxi Dave Show.
Good evening, Taxi Dave. Sorry you're not feeling well.
Thank you. I have to ask you something. Did you ever hear of a case like this, like I just mentioned?
It's crazy. I mean, I hear things from time to time about old summonses popping up, but nothing 24 years old. That's crazy.
How about anything before a licensee was licensed?
It doesn't seem accurate to me, and the reason we have computer systems is to ensure accuracy and justice. And that seems like a miscarriage of justice in this case.
Excuse me. If you don't mind, Mike, I'm going to read an email that came in from Brooklyn Tommy. Good evening, Taxi Dave. I agree with you with regarding how the decision makers at the Department of Transportation need to drive around New York City and take surveys before they make nonsense decisions, such as no left turn into 3rd Avenue from 57th Street going east for cars and trucks, which will cause further congestion on 57th Street from 2nd Avenue to Park Avenue, if not beyond, as well as no left turns onto 7th Avenue and Broadway going west on 53rd and 55th. There's a million of them, folks, okay? But sooner or later, the hotels are going to complain there's too much noise and traffic. But let's be honest about why DOT did this. It's for the NYPD to implement tickets and summonses to generate money. I do disagree with Charbel and others thinking that the increase for the JFK flat fare or raising the fare will help us. I disagree only because that will drive people to Uber, Lyft, Get, and other apps. These apps are already competing with each other and have low fares, and people find it easier and cheaper to hail them at certain times. And most companies have their employees use app companies for tax purposes and general ledgers. Boy, this, one more paragraph, folks. Let's get through it. I have a question, and I'm unsure of the answer. We pay surcharges for MTA, TLC, but does Uber, Lyft, etc. pay? If not, I'd like to know why the MTA is allowing these companies to advertise on the back of their buses. I'm sure they receive more money from us than from advertising. Also, since we're a New York City medallion and represent New York City and not a company from San Francisco, the TLC, MTA, and New York City Mayor's Office should advertise to New Yorkers to use a New York City taxi. After all, money they spent on taxis goes into the infrastructure and pockets of New Yorkers, not to people in San Francisco. What do you think, Mike?
Well-written email. I agree wholeheartedly with pretty much all the points there. I think that TLC and the city owe medallion owners and medallion yellow cab drivers something for the money that's been pumped into the city from the yellow cab industry. And Uber and the other TNCs, I believe they're called, they don't pay their fair share, and it's not right.
You know, you're right. And Brooklyn Tommy, thanks a lot for writing, sending the email into the Taxi Dave Show. It costs a lot of money to advertise on the backs of taxi cabs and billboards all over the city. There have been promises of making a lot of money. It's a six-month period. Certain companies will guarantee X amount of dollars. Move away from the phone a little, Mike.
Sorry.
And no, it's fine. And you know what? New York City should advertise for the yellow taxi industry. Absolutely. I agree. Larry Fisher wrote an article in this month's Taxi Insider newspaper, and it brings to a point, and it brings out news, news that you don't hear. I'm going to paraphrase some of the points. I'm going to read some of the points in his article. Some people on financial-oriented websites would be inclined to believe that Uber drivers earn more per hour than yellow cab drivers. But none of these website denizens have ever seen a CMT or Verifone printout of a driver's earnings. Those are the credit card companies. They base their conclusions on averages provided by TLC data. There's no weight given to owner-operators who work part-time, so that in the TLC data, all drivers are considered full-time. In addition, there's no accounting for medallions in storage or not being dispatched. They take the fare box and divide it by 13,500. When it comes to analyzing Uber driver data, because it's a private company, their data is generally self-serving and therefore unreliable. In interviews with hundreds of owner drivers over the last 18 months, few drivers acknowledge a significant change in their revenue streams. They do admit that certain sources of fares in years past are less fruitful, like hotels and airports. They do mention that traffic is worse than ever, and that does say something. The biggest shock is how much yellow cab drivers are earning. I took a small sample of one fleet's drivers from last Friday night. Admittedly, a busy night. Of the 7 trip sheets given to me, The lowest amount earned for one night shift was $435, not including tips. Folks, I'm sorry. I'm dying here. It's all this non-flying. The highest earned was $691. Most of this driver sample earned, the driver sampled, was in the vicinity of $525 for one night shift. One night shift. And Larry continues, I dare any Uber, Lyft, Via, or Get driver to show me their weekly income statement and prove to me that they're earning anything remotely comparable to what a yellow cab driver earns. In fact, I have 7 weekly pay stubs and tax returns from a few Uber drivers, and income earned did not compare favorably with yellow cab drivers. And if they're leasing a car to drive, their net income is worse, 33% of their gross revenue. Illegal street hail is the only way these Uber guys can survive. Last night in one block, I was solicited by an Uber driver who called himself a taxi cab. So, for all the hand-wringing about the taxi industry's woes and earning capacity is strong. It's strong. The bigger problem is that too few potential drivers are aware of the superior income stream that yellow taxis provide for those who want to make a living driving. The need for a coherent advertising campaign geared towards the driver population is necessary to attract drivers. And what better way than to show them the truth? In the end, that's the best ammunition we have. And that's why I'm reading Larry Fisher's article on the air tonight. Yellow Taxi Drivers. It's an honest living, and it's a good living. Now, Mike Spivak, tell me your thoughts while I blow my nose and take a drink.
David, I agree with Larry Fisher's article, and I represent drivers of all types. I represent Uber drivers, but mostly yellow cab drivers. And I can tell you from what I've been speaking informally to my clients that yellow cab drivers are doing quite well, and not to say that Uber drivers themselves aren't doing okay, but yellow cab drivers, for much of the bemoaning of the yellow cab industry, are doing quite well, and their revenues, some are saying that they're not even down at all. I mean, I've seen guys come in who are doing quite well.
Well, you heard Larry's take on it. He gets to see, as the manager of finance at a large credit union, the largest taxi credit union, when drivers, you know, and owners need loans, they have to bring in 3 years taxes and bring in the printouts of what they actually make from the credit card companies. Let's take, while we have him on the line, JFK Mike, what do you think about the, I just lost JFK Mike. Gloria is back with us. She wanted to talk about an Uber article, but what do you think about the earning potential that Larry just mentioned, Gloria?
I really don't agreed a lot with it because probably he's getting the income
back
from
off,
last
Mike.
Year.
He's what? Last year? No, this is recent.
He's probably going from the income from last year because my husband is not making what he's losing. And he talks to all his friends about $100 to $200 a day.
I guess he doesn't work Friday nights.
No, he doesn't work nights. Nights are sports. He works during the day when the traffic is horrendous. And
No, can you back off Spivak's phone? I'm hearing heavy breathing. You know, this is a family show. Gloria, what did you want to talk? What did you want to talk about?
I wanted to talk about the article where it says all the regulations and all our rights as owner medallions. We own medallion, and we have all these rights that TLC and the government and everybody impose, right? Why is it that Uber is still allowed to drive in New York City to be where the yellow cabs belong?
That's a great question, and I wish I could answer it for you, Gloria. I really do. It's something that I'm trying to figure out also.
Because
you know, yellow cabs have the exclusive right to pick up street hails. That's what the law says. That's what That's why people invest their family savings, or as you said 2 weeks ago on the air, some people take mortgages on their homes that you knew to purchase a medallion, and now they're in jeopardy of losing their homes.
We have a very dear friend of ours who's retired. He worked for over 40 years, okay? They're ready to give him his medallion back. How is this poor man going to live? That's his income. Oh, he's almost blind. He was telling my husband, I felt like crying, because he's telling my husband that he doesn't know what he's going to do.
And what's happening, folks, is a thriving market which benefited New York City directly, as Brooklyn Tommy said in his email, the money from every medallion auction sale goes to the city of New York. They've made hundreds of millions of dollars. And they were scheduled to make billions of dollars. When you allow another segment of the transportation industry to do the same thing that the yellow taxi industry is doing without an investment, without borrowing up to $1 million with your down payments, there's mm-hmm. something wrong with that picture. And I don't know what the answer is. The answer is for some people to start enforcing the laws here that are on the books in New York State and New York City.
Post the law, it's certainly not doing so. Because now, for example, TLC says the medallion and the individual, it's $800. What do we care if they say it's $800? Nobody's going to buy it.
For $800, I'll buy it.
$800,000.
Oh, and you're talking about because a lot of people paid over $1 million for that.
And
right?
People pay $1.4 million. And invested their whole life saving in these medallions. And now you have another, they have no overhead. Uber has no overhead. They don't have to pay a loan. They don't have to pay the 50 cents. They don't have to pay the 30 cents.
By the way, the 50 cents is the MTA tax that Tommy alluded to also. And that 50 cents goes right to... right to mass transportation. It goes to the MTA.
Now, why should I put my car on the road and work for the MTA and pick up passengers and give them 50 cents?
It's unprecedented. I've never heard of any industry collecting money for their competitors. But that's the way the law was written. That's the way it happened. I think it was Kruger before he was jailed, who was the head of transportation up in Albany. I believe it was the Assembly. And, the tentacles of MTA are overreaching everywhere. And Lord only knows, what really happened. But an MTA finds way to tax everything. I'm surprised that when I buy a pair of underwear, there's no MTA tax on it. I'll go to Jersey to buy my underwear if that's the case.
I agree, but this is ridiculous what's really going on. In my wildest dream, I would have never thought that we would be going through this. Absolutely not. Being a medallion owner for 33 years, in my wildest dream, I would have thought that...
You'd be ready for retirement now, right?
Huh? Yeah.
You would be ready for retirement.
My husband is ready to retire. He's sick. He wanted to retire this year. And guess what? He can't. He can't because nobody wants to. He's a medallion. Nobody wants the medallion. Right now, we're in a situation where even the people that had the medallions with the brokers are giving it back to the people. Now, these are people that this is like their life savings, their 401k. And all of a sudden, how would they like if your 401k all of a sudden, they tell you have no money in it?
Hey, folks, if you work for a company for 33 years, you might have a pension. You might have a 401k. You might get rewarded for your time servicing your company. In this case, people are servicing the people of the city of New York. And they would hope that the price of the medallion went up. And that is their 401k, like Gloria said. That's their retirement. That's their pension. And right now it's all been taken away because the workforce is saying, hey, why should I drive for those guys with accessible cars? I'm going to go drive for Uber. I can get a hybrid. Gloria, thanks for calling the Taxi Dave Show. And remember, don't drink and drive. Oh. Let's take, I know Mike Spivak's on the phone with us, but let's take JFK Mike. Mike, you've heard the show so far. What do you think? We just lost Mike again. Okay. Obviously, the airwaves are tough out there. So, let's see. Eli in Cincinnati, you're live on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Okay.
I'm actually calling you. This is the first time I've ever called the radio. I'm actually ignorant to the transportation policy in New York. I'm actually where you said I'm in the Cincinnati area. To me, it's plain commerce. Am I wrong?
What do you mean, plain commerce?
As far as where the money comes back to, it comes back to the city. Am I wrong?
When the city auctions off medallions for $1 million or whatever they auction them off for, that money goes into the general fund of the city of New York. That's correct.
Right. Okay. So you have a transportation unit that's funding itself, right?
Yes.
And it's funding the owners, correct?
Right. But where do the purchasers who buy these medallions get their money from? Okay. They get family monies together. They max out credit cards. They take mortgages on homes. And the balance is financed by credit unions, like Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Who happens to
Okay, but that's based off of judgment, correct? Them getting that is based off of judgment, correct?
It's a property. It was an asset. Okay, a medallion was an asset, and the loans were based on assets.
And now I'm telling you, I'm ignorant to actually what you are talking about. But I wanted to speak on it.
Then why are we talking about it?
No. I wanted to speak on as far as what commerce is producing for transportation for you guys, because I'm totally ignorant to it.
We have mass transportation in New York City. We have subways.
Sorry?
We have subways in New York City. We have Long Island Railroad trains that come in. We have New Jersey Transit trains that come in. We have trains coming in from Westchester and Connecticut. We have trains coming in from Philadelphia with Amtrak. We have buses. We have rapid buses. We have local buses. We have neighborhood buses. We have more transportation than we can handle. The buses get bus lanes in the city. The cabs cannot ride in bus lanes even if they have passengers. What we get without any input is no left turn on major streets so you can screw up traffic for waste another hour every day. So it's tough here. And what we're talking about here, do you have apps in Cincinnati?
Do I have what? Apps?
If you want to call a cab.
Yeah, of course. If I wanted to, yes.
All right. Years ago, you'd call your local taxi service, right?
Right.
And what do you do now?
I still do the same thing. I don't see any difference.
God bless you. God bless you.
Really?
Well, listen, we're going to talk about a lot of other stuff that's going on. Eli from Cincinnati, I do appreciate you. Are you listening online?
I am. I'm listening through my phone.
Well, iHeartRadio. I love it. I'm glad that you found us. I'm glad you're listening. And just to let you know, people around the country and some people around the world listen to us also, because it is fascinating and it is new for them. But it would take me at least 6 shows to explain the medallion industry to you. So keep listening, and you'll be an expert by the time next year comes around. Thanks for listening,
you.
Eli. Do we have JFK Mike back? Okay. Let's take Shabelle. You're next on the Taxi Dave Show. Wait, time out, Shabelle. You're going to understand this. Mike Spivak, you're going to understand this. We have to take a break. I've just been notified that if I don't take a break, they're going to break my legs. So we're taking a break. This is the Taxi Dave Show. We are brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. I'm Taxi Dave, live in Miami Beach, because I was an hour and a half early for my plane today, and I missed it. Stay tuned for more Taxi Dave.
Why would you get a mortgage from a bank? Smart New Yorkers know that a credit union mortgage is better. We're Melrose Credit Union, and we want you to compare our mortgage to a bank mortgage. It's a financial eye-opener banks do not want you to see. Join Melrose Credit Union today. Find out why a credit union mortgage is better. Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Deposit accounts federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA. Affirmative Action Employer, Equal Housing Lender.
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable. But how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
This is the Taxi Dave Show on WOR 710. We're back. We missed you last week because the Mets were in the World Series. I wanted to thank Dr. Gil Lederman for his radio surgery hour just prior to my show. It's a great show, especially if you have serious health issues. Everybody should listen to that because it provides alternatives, great alternatives. Charbel, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Well, I hope you feel better. Thanks for your time. First of all, the Department of Transportation, they have no clue what they are doing in the city. New York City become like a testing facility for Department of Transportation. They try to put no left turn over here. They try to put right turn or left turn signal. Get rid of all that right turn or left turn signal. Take away the sign on 57th Street. Ease up the traffic. Take away the bike lane. Department of Transportation, they are creating the traffic on purpose in New York City.
How long have you been driving in Manhattan?
Since 1984.
Okay. Have you seen the change? So you've seen the changes on a daily basis, on a yearly basis.
Exactly. Every few days, David, there is changes with the traffic system.
And are you saying that the new changes on major crosstown streets where you can't make left turns and you can't make right turns is hurting traffic? Is that what you're saying?
Correct. They are not helping to ease up the traffic. They have stupid ideas. Let's call it this way. Stupid ideas comes from stupid people to mess up the traffic in New York City. They should get rid of them and ease up the traffic. It's to ease up the traffic, to save life. Left traffic flow, emergency vehicle, they can't get to from point A to point B on in short period of time.
There we go. Charbel is saying the DOT is stupid. It's a testing ground just to make more traffic. And maybe they want people to take mass transportation. Maybe it's a plot, a conspiracy.
It's slowing down.
Let's have all red lights at every corner. That's the next thing they're going to do. Only red lights in Manhattan. We don't want any green lights.
Station above ground too.
Thanks for listening to the Taxi Dave Show and calling in, Charbel. And what? Last comment.
Epic accessible. Hello?
Yeah.
The handicap accessible vehicle, it is not safe for handicapped person who's sitting behind of the yellow cab accessible vehicle. If you look at it, David, put the handicapped person in the wheelchair, there is hardly any space between the back of that handicapped person and the rear door of that vehicle. In case if there is an accident, rear collision, that person is going to get hurt or he's going to die. His family, they should sue the Taxi and Limousine Commission because they put the approval for that vehicle. You need full-size vehicle for the handicap. It's not shoebox.
All right. Thank you for bringing that to our attention. Boy, you're filled with a lot of information, Charbel. See what happens when we're off for a week? You just come back with all these great ideas. You know, tell us what you think, folks. I mean, you heard about the Larry Fisher's article about yellow driver income versus Uber income and what he witnesses. you know, there's so much to talk about. But as the calls come in, we'll just take them. Henry, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hey, Dave. Long time no speak.
Welcome back.
Thank you. I remember we've had some lunch at one of the diners in Long Island City when Zabcab originally launched back in August 2012.
I don't remember what I had for lunch yesterday. You think I remember what I had for who I had lunch with in 2012? Actually, what's on your mind, Henry?
The reason I'm calling in is we're actually operating in Miami, so that's why I wanted to call in and let you
really?
Know you could try our app. Absolutely.
How much is a car to New York City overnight? I'm only kidding, Henry. Take it easy. Don't get excited.
Just two kidneys.
I already donated. Oh, very, very good. So the name of the app is?
Zabcab. Z as in zebra, A-B, like rhymes with cab, the cab.
And how do you rate? Are you in any yellow cab services, or are you strictly for
high vehicles? We only work with licensed cabbers. You must present a hack license to us to get onboarded onto our system. And so we're in operational in Miami-Dade and Broward counties.
And all right.
And you know, one of the unique things we also do, in addition to the usual driver-passenger apps, which is the normal thing, we also have an app called Front Desk, which is geared for businesses, mainly hotels, and it allows a doorman to request multiple taxis. So if you think about it,
Sounds like Car Zoo.
Yeah.
Or Carhu, whatever it's called.
We haven't seen Carhu. I think Carhu's right now a big press release.
Right.
But they can go with their smartphone or desktop. They can request multiple taxis, lock it down so it can't be spoofed, you know, like in the old days when you'd send 12 pizzas to your teacher or something. It doesn't work that way.
Well, you know what? I have bronchitis. I missed my flight. You're in Miami, so am I. Can you bring me a cup of tea with lemon, please? A little bit of honey on the side. I'd appreciate it, Henry. Thank you so much. But listen, thanks for calling Taxi Insider, and especially the Taxi Dave Show. And, you know, nothing like advertising on the Taxi Dave Show. People listen to us all over the country. And maybe one day, if you know, call me in the office. I'd love to have you on as a guest. Thanks for calling. I do appreciate it. I just wanted to bring to your attention, I got a safety recall notice from Ford, and it says, important safety recall reminder, your 2005 Crown Victoria has a safety recall, the steering column shaft. Severe corrosion of the joints on the lower intermediate steering shaft can result in steering column separation, leading to a loss of steering control, increasing the risk of a crash. Well, folks, I'm really glad that Ford sent this to me. Because 7 years ago, I lost control of my car because of my steering shaft, and I had it replaced. So I'm really glad that Ford sent me this. Now listen carefully to what I'm going to do with this recall, because I don't own the car anymore! And that's the recall of the day, folks. Okay. Who says we don't have fun here? Sala, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
How you doing, David? How are you?
Okay.
We have a problem again on LaGuardia about former Uber drivers. They become hustlers inside LaGuardia. They asking passengers all the time inside to take them to Manhattan for the same price like us. That's what they said.
Well, and I've been... The last couple of months, I've flown into LaGuardia, one specific airlines, and contrary to what I've been hearing, I was not, and I went to baggage claim, and I went out to the taxi line, and I was not accosted by any hustlers. So I heard they're heavy at the Marine Terminal, and maybe at certain times of the day. But go ahead, let me let you finish.
It's happening at night. I work every night. And it's every night between 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock. they go into the U.S. Airways, like the shelter where you used to be a taxi stand over there.
Yep.
That's where they help the passengers. Because the passengers, you know, they deploy them over there to bring their luggage back to where we're standing in the other lot.
And yeah, that Port Authority, traffic, you know, Port Authority,
yeah,
listens.
Traffic like hell over there, understandable. And they always asking. And passengers, they tell me, they ask us, Uber driver, if you know, if they give us, you know, a ride to Manhattan. And that's what's happening all the time. And even in JFK, Terminal 7, right in front of the dispatcher, they have no shame. They have the sign, the what do you call it, like Uber sticker, whatever it is, and they tell the people, Uber, I'm Uber. You can come with me instead of standing on the line, no cabs.
So they're hustling people inside, outside, all around the town, huh?
Everywhere, even in the city, Water Street area and Wall Street area, all the time Uber around because they don't have, I think, jobs. There's no
we
enough
need
job for all of them.
NYPD. Hey, DOT, you want to make some real money?
Yeah, I bring it back to the NYPD. It's even better. When Giuliani was a mess, NYPD used to take care of all this.
Well, you see, you never know what you miss till it's gone, huh?
Yeah, that's what's happening right now. And
so
talking about
Port Authority, 9 to 11 p.m. at LaGuardia, JFK, Terminal 7. It's running rampant. I've seen it at JFK. I haven't seen it at LaGuardia, but Sala knows because I don't usually land at night. I like to see where I'm going. I land in the daytime, and hopefully I won't miss my plane next time, and I'll land in the daytime, too. How long have you been driving, Sala?
Since 85.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
So you know what you're talking about then, huh?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm
okay.
On the street every day.
Let's just see. Oh, I just got Henry's. Oh, I remember the lunch now that he sent me the email. All right, well, I got to thank you for listening to the Taxi Dave Show and for calling in. Keep listening, and hopefully people are going to start enforcing. But we need a conjunctive effort between Port Authority at the airports, NYPD in the city. We've got to stop the illegal pickups. We've got to stop the hustling. You know, this isn't the Wild West. This is the United States of America. And people who are licensed to invest their life savings should be protected by those they've given billions of dollars to over the years and continue to pay in fees and 24-year-old fines. Jeez. Bert, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hi, David. Sorry you're not feeling well.
Thank you.
David, I could talk about 100 issues, but I'm going to try to stick on subject to one that I think is important tonight. And this is why the poor lady that I listened to a few times, I think her name was Gloria, describing how brokers are giving back the owners medallions and they're losing their retirement because they were depending on that for their retirement. So now they're getting the medallions back and there's no protection from the city. And basically what the city is doing to the medallion industry, I want to put this very clearly. Hello?
Yeah, that was just me blowing my nose, sorry.
Okay, you blow your nose while I talk, David, all right? I want you to listen, okay?
Perfect.
So what the city of New York is doing to the taxi industry is it's a holocaust. It's a holocaust of the medallion industry. I want to use those words because they're destroying it, and that's what it is. It's a holocaust, all right? Now, as far as wheelchair medallions go, this is one of the reasons why people are getting their medallions back. Because you take a driver that's a taxi driver, he signed on to be a taxi driver, whether he works for somebody or he owns a medallion. He didn't sign on to be an ambulance driver. He didn't want to handle a wheelchair. What if the driver's 70 years old, now he came up in a lottery, he has to buy a wheelchair medallion, and he's 70 years old. So what is he going to do? He's going to load a 30-year-old that's in a wheelchair? The guy should be helping the 70-year-old. A lot of drivers, they just don't want to drive the wheelchair medallions, and they shouldn't have to. This city should use a little brain power. Now, Uber is not an enemy. Uber just woke up the whole world. They came up with an idea. So now everybody got to up their game, including the medallion industry. So Uber has no wheelchairs, right? And that's why the drivers want to drive for Uber. But the medallion industry should stop with the 50 cents, stop paying 50 cents, stop paying 30 cents, take that money and don't pay it. Then the city is going to listen. They don't care how many demonstrations you have. They don't care. They let you march over the Brooklyn Bridge every day. They could care less. Stop giving them money and stop buying wheelchair access medallions just because the city says you have to do it. They can't make you change your living. They can't make you become an ambulance driver all of a sudden because Bloomberg did it before you left and now he's gone. These are things that have to be addressed right away because, like you said in the Mr. Fisher, if he wrote an article, I hope it's accurate, if the taxi drivers are making money, so why do they not want to drive the taxis? Well, one big reason is because they don't want to drive wheelchair-accessible vehicles. I feel bad for the wheelchair community, but there's a lot of options they have. I don't see people all over New York City in wheelchairs every day looking for cabs, quite frankly. I don't think it's that big of an issue that the private company shouldn't be able to handle it. Thank you, David.
Thank you, Bert. When we come back, we'll take some more of your phone calls, and we will get back on the phone with Mike Spivak for a few minutes. So, it's Sunday night. This is the place to be, the Taxi Dave Show on WOR 710. We are brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. I wish I could get there from here. I'm in Miami! Because I was an hour and a half early for my plane and I missed it. What kind of idiot am I?
Seriously, why would you get a mortgage from a bank? Smart New Yorkers know that a credit union mortgage is better. We're Melrose Credit Union, and we want you to compare our mortgage to a bank mortgage. It's a financial eye-opener banks do not want you to see. Join Melrose Credit Union today. Find out why a credit union mortgage is better. Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Deposit accounts federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA. Affirmative Action Employer, Equal Housing Lender.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Mike Spivak, you still there?
I'm here, Taxi Dave. Great callers tonight.
Yeah, we have a lot more lined up. So you have something you wanted to share with our listeners if you drive in New York City. Some places to be where? Is that what you were saying?
Well, yes, I have exciting news about myself. First, I moved my law office to Queens Boulevard. I'm at 9777 Queens Boulevard, 11th floor, suite 1120. That's in Regal Park, New York, and there's meter parking, and it's on the way to the airport, so it's convenient for drivers.
What's
so that's
the address?
9777 Queens Boulevard, Suite 1120, Regal Park, New York.
That's Mike Spivak. And how do they? What's your phone number?
212-754-1011. That's 212-754-1011.
And what did you want to tell our Manhattan drivers?
Well, I want to tell Manhattan drivers that now that the busy season is coming in on us, that the police are targeting certain violations. First of all, fare to yield to pedestrians, even before today's tragic news, they're really targeting a lot of drivers for fare to yield to pedestrians, and I believe unfairly in many cases. So you should definitely challenge those summonses. They're also targeting speeding by the UN, the First Avenue Tunnel is always an oldie but a goodie for the police to enforce speeding tickets. I've seen a lot of them there recently. I see summonses for blocking the box come at this time of year. If they're white summonses, they don't carry points, but if they're yellow summonses, they do. So be on the lookout for those. And there's a whole
panoply of turning tickets. The city has put a wide variety of signs up that aren't the standard times you would think that turning would be prohibited. They could be late at night. They could be very early in the morning. They could be certain days and not others. And it's very confusing for drivers, and they change them pretty regularly. I think Charbel was trying to touch on that point earlier. And they write a lot of summonses. When they put a new sign in or a sign that has weird restrictions on it, they enforce it and raise a lot of money for the city that way.
That's okay, because they're going to put signs on every corner. There's going to be only red lights at every corner, and it's going to say, every corner is going to have signs that say no turns. So if you drive into Manhattan over the 59th Street Bridge, you have to go right to Central Park and stop your car and get out and walk. Okay, if you're coming through the Midtown Tunnel, you got to take 35th Street all the way to the Hudson River and then drive your car into the Hudson River. And if when the cars get high enough in the river, we'll create our own floating roadway.
It seems that way.
So thanks for telling us about your new offices. And if you need help with any of those summonses, folks, contact Mike Spivak at his phone number one last time.
212-754-1011. Thank you, David.
Okay, thank you. Stay on in case I need an attorney's opinion on something, will you?
Okay, will do.
Okay, and right now let's take Jim. You're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Thanks. It's really a great show. It's the best show on WOR. It's the only show I listen to. And
wow,
I hope you...
I'm honored.
It's
now,
really
what's
nice
the bad news?
Unlike many of these nonsense politics things. I used to be a yellow cab driver, and now I drive for Uber. So I really want to say to all these hard-working yellow cab drivers there not to go to Uber, because Uber advertising for any Uber driver bringing a yellow cab driver, they will give him $500. But what's going to happen is this person is going to bring his friend, actually selling his friend. He's going to bring him to the business. He will find himself stuck with a contract for 4 years with a car, and he will not make even half of what he used to make with Yellow Cab.
So were you listening to the show tonight when I read Larry Fisher's article?
Yes, and it may be a little, the number, in my opinion, may be a little higher, but it's really within the right range.
If you want to read the article itself, there's a website that a retired yellow taxi driver has called nyctaxinews.com. That's nyctaxinews.com. And on the right side, you click on the newspaper and you can read the articles. But November's newspaper isn't on there yet because it just got published a couple of days ago. So, Jim, you're really making news here. You're an Uber driver and you're advising yellow drivers, don't leave because it's not what you think.
Because what's going to happen, and stay away from your friends, because all of these guys are going to, because they will make money on bringing
people.
Yeah,
if I have 10 friends, if I get 10 people a week, that's $5,000 a week. Who needs to work?
That's exactly right. And they tell you, the Uber tells you that you can work any hours you want, which is nothing but a bunch of gobbledygook. You must work both rush hours, morning rush hour and evening rush hour, and unless you work 14 or 16 hours a week, a day, you will not make 80% of what you used to make with Yellow Cab. So please don't leave Yellow Cab, because, and Uber don't care, because, like, I know plenty of people who quit, and I will as soon as I pay off my car. When 100 people quit, they will bring 200 who are new and they don't have an idea about what the business, and they will find themselves stuck with the lease with a car. So, and these guys are so powerful to the point where they can avoid laws. They can they worth $50 billion. So what? And they hired David Plouffe. So they're so powerful. They even a lot more powerful than the mayor of New York.
So here you got it, folks. unsolicited Jim, an Uber driver, is going to go back to driving the Yellow when his lease is up because he doesn't want to get sued by them, I guess. And he's advising Yellow cab drivers and people just starting the industry, if you're driving a Yellow, don't leave. You'll be sorry. If you're thinking about which industry to go in, drive a Yellow. You're going to make more money.
That is true.
Thank you for listening to the Taxi Dave Show, Jim.
You're very welcome. It's truly a great show. And I hope you guys have an extra hour, because it's 1 hour is really not long enough.
You know what? I'll have no voice left if I do that every Sunday. But thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. Have a nice day.
Take care. How much time do we have, Noah? 1 minute. So let's take, sorry I can't take all your calls. David, you got 30 seconds.
Oh, man. Speeding camera, when you come off the Manhattan Bridge, right before Tillery Street, $50. How's that?
Unfair, unjust. What's the speed limit?
25, I guess. I don't know, I guess.
25. Yeah. Bicycles go faster than that going over the bridge.
Exactly.
Hey, David, I'm sorry I couldn't spend more time with you. Call
no
back
problem.
Next week.
Thanks, Dave.
Listen, I want to thank all our callers, everyone from Gloria and Mike, Charbel, Eli, Henry, Salah, Bert, just now, David, Jim. I mean, I want to thank Larry for writing such a great article. I want to thank Mike Spivak. Thanks, Mike, for being on. Good luck with your new offices. I am Taxi Dave. This is the Taxi Dave Show. We are here every Sunday. Hey, taxi, you think you can take me to New York City? I can't wait for another plane.
This has been a podcast from WOR.